Okay, we're doing Mekitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mekitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, page 26, Halacha Tet Vav. Al kol bracha she'adam shomea miYisrael amvarech chayav lanot amin. Anytime a person hears a Jew making a blessing, you answer amin. V'acharei hazkarat Hashem mipi amvarech, and when we hear the guy say Hashem's name, omer baruch hu v'ruch shmo, we say, blessed be he, blessed be his name, kederech she'ne'emar, like the verse says, Ki shem Hashem ekra, Moshe tells the Jewish people, when I call out God's name, havu godel elokeinu, you give greatness to God's name. So from here we derive this concept that when we hear God's name, we say something positive about it, like baruch hu v'ruch shmo, that's our custom. V'davka bibracha she'enu mitkaven latzet b'yidei chovato. When do we say baruch hu v'ruch shmo in the middle of the blessing when we hear God's name? When it's a blessing that he's saying for himself, but he's not saying it for me. But if the person has in mind that he wants the person to say it on his behalf, being that I have to be listening to his blessing, because it's as though I'm saying the blessing, it's as though I'm making a break in the blessing by saying the words, just like I can't say it when I'm saying my own blessing, I can't say it when he's saying the blessing on my behalf, right? If he's saying it on my behalf, I have to be quiet till he concludes the blessing. And that's why a person should be careful not to say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo when someone's saying a blessing on our behalf. For example, by Tkiyas Shofar. The one who's making the blessing on the Shofar is saying it on our behalf. He's blowing on our behalf. He's making the blessing on our behalf. So we answer Amen. We don't say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo. Same thing with reading Megillah. The guy who's reading the Megillah is reading on our behalf, right? So his blessings are also on our behalf. So we don't say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo. The same thing Kiddush. The guy says, the blessing of Baruch Pri HaGafen, you're going to drink wine based on his blessing, right? So don't say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo every Friday night when you hear Kiddush.
Why is it they shouldn't?
Because just like when I make my own blessing, I don't say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo in the middle of the blessing. When he's making it on my behalf, it's as though I'm making the blessing. So I shouldn't say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo in the middle of the blessing.
But it's like all blessing for our behalf.
Any blessing that someone's making for me, Chazan isn't saying Shmon Esrei on my behalf. I said my own Shmon Esrei. When I hear you make a blessing on your food, you're not doing it on my behalf. So then I say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo. When you light your Hanukkah candles and I light my Hanukkah candles, I hear you make your blessing, I'll say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo. Because you're not making that blessing for me. Halachat Tetzayin, lo yaneh amen chatufa. A person shouldn't say a grabbed amen. What does that mean, that he's grabbing the amen? That he says it too quickly. Haynu kilu ha'alef nekuda b'chataf. That he says the amen as though it would say amen. He doesn't say amen. He makes it as though it would have a chataf. As though it were amen. Like it were a amen. Instead of an a, he makes it like a e.
It's like English is without stress. It's
right.
Yeah.
Also, a person shouldn't be quick to answer the Amen before he concludes his blessing. So the first thing is, we don't grab the Amen. We say it clearly, and we say it after the guy finished his blessing. And so too, one shouldn't answer an Amen that's cut off. That he leaves off the Nun. Amen. He doesn't say it in a way that's recognizable. He swallows the last letter. He shouldn't answer a short, a quick amen. A person should say the amen long enough as though he were saying El Melech Ne'eman, which is the acronym. Amen stands for El Melech Ne'eman. It's one of the concepts in amen. So we say amen. But a person shouldn't extend the amen, shouldn't make it too long. Because people don't hear it clearly if you say it too long. If you're going to say amen, no one hears it clearly. What are you saying? So don't stretch it too much. And this is the most practical rule. The other stuff I think everyone keeps easily. This one's very important, and that is, don't say the amen lo yagdeh kolo yotom ma'amvarech. One shouldn't say it louder than the guy who's making the blessing. Meaning the same volume as him. Shneemar, as the verse says, gadilu lashem iti. You exalt God's name with me on the same level as I do. Unromima shemo yachdav. And we'll uplift God's name together. Together. All of us together. So the two halachot that people err most on this is this last one. Not to raise our voice too much, to say it at the same volume. And the other one is that people very often answer amen before the guy finishes his blessing. Like on Rosh Chodesh, where the Chazan says, Amvarech es amo Yisrael ba shalom. He hasn't finished the shalom. People are already saying, amen.
So alone, we want to eat.
Okay, but that's the salacha. You're not supposed to answer amen before he finishes the blessing. Yeah, and the next two are connected, so we should really wait with Yud Zayin until we do Yud Chet.
Okay.
Okay.